Community action agencies across the state are now accepting applications for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek tells us, program administrators are expecting more people will apply for assistance as many continue to struggle financially during the pandemic.
The Washington County Economic Opportunity Agency is one of 15 community action agencies in Arkansas that started taking LIHEAP applications on Monday. Delia Anderson Farmer is the organization's executive director.
The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, it provides help to low-income households that need help with their energy bills, whether it's electricity, gas, propane, or wood.
Anderson Farmer says any resident of Washington County who is in need of assistance should start by going to the EOA website, which lists all the documents that have to be submitted with their application. That includes a photo ID, social security numbers and birth dates for all household members, electric and gas or propane bills, and proof of income or job loss.
We also interview our applicants, and we are not providing in-person assistance right now due to COVID. We're only conducting interviews over the phone.
So applicants should submit all their information first and then call the EOA to set up a time for an interview.
It depends on whether they are up to date on their bill or if they're what we call being in crisis. They are past due. So all of those factors are looked into before we can determine how much someone can receive in assistance.
Right now, Anderson Farmer says the EOA has about $900,000 in LIHEAP funding to give away throughout the year for both their winter and summer energy programs, which is about the same amount the agency received in 2020. So financial assistance will be available until the money runs out.
It's typically a one-time benefit. Unless somebody gets into a crisis situation, then they can come back and apply again.
Anderson Farmer expects the number of applicants to be higher than usual because of the pandemic.
Even though the utility suppliers, major utility suppliers, I should clarify, are not disconnecting energy right now, but still, people are in crisis situations. We also have people that have not received assistance from us before. This is the first time they've had to reach out for help because they're not working right now or they've had reduced hours.
Aside from LIHEAP, the EOA can also help Fayetteville, Springdale, and Taneytown water customers with those bills.
Customers of those water utility providers who are in need of water utility assistance, we encourage them to call our main number and schedule an appointment with us. There is also an application on our website with the documents that need to be submitted along with the application.
As far as rental assistance, Anderson Farmer says at this point, it's not guaranteed the agency will get any additional funding other than the $212,000 that had already been appropriated by the state legislature back in November for phase two of the Arkansas Fresh Start program.
We did continue to process some of the applications for people who were on the wait list in anticipation of receiving the second round of funding, and that was promised to us in December, but we're still waiting. So our hats go off to the landlords who have been really patient with us throughout this process. We've let them know that there has been a delay and we're expecting the funds to come through for those applications that we've already processed any day now.
Anderson Farmer says the EOA received hundreds of applications from tenants who are behind on their rent. So while phase two of the funding has yet to be made available, it's already been spoken for.
But we're hoping that there will be some opportunities in Washington County to help residents here, whether it's through EOA or other organizations to help with rental assistance, because that is a high need right now.
Although there's no rental assistance available at the moment, Anderson Farmer encourages residents who are struggling financially to apply for utility assistance.
And if you can get some type of relief during that month to free up some of your funds that you have coming in for other priorities, then this is what this is about.
Residents of Benton, Madison, and Carroll counties can apply for LIHEAP assistance through our healthy communities. And those living in Sebastian and Crawford counties can apply through the Crawford-Sebastian Community Development Council. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
You can find the links to all the organizations mentioned in this story on our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.